What it is, yeah, your boy, yeah, yeah, your boy, man. Coming at you one more time with this wild cliff notes for the Bible for a what? Man, nigga. Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it to chapter 41. Yes, indeed. Apologize if I sound a little fatigued. Been a long day, but like I say, God be the glory. We're going to keep following through your day. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. Thank you for allowing my listeners to be here. Forgive us for all our sin. Continue to keep us and cover us with your blood and angels, Lord. I ask that you make the stories vivid, encourage somebody hard to pick up that book, bring everything to my remembrance, Lord, enough to, you know, like I say, encourage people to read the book, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength to go ahead and persevere through it again, Lord. Keep following through. Continue to get better in thee, Lord. For this is done for your glory, Lord. And I ask that you look upon it and you smile upon it if nobody else can, Lord. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise should go unto you. Seize and minimal blessing in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Chapter 41. All right. Man, up to this point of chapter 41, this is going to be like 2 years, I want to say, after the butler and the baker was released from prison, and Joseph, and I said it was some years, but I think it's only 2 years. That he kind of sitting, but still, that's a long time to not hear no word or nobody tell you anything, what's going on, or anything like that. So, yeah, he's kind of sitting at that moment right now. And 41 opens up with, you know, King having a dream. Starts out by saying the king is having a dream. And in the dream, he's chilling on the bank and out of the water. Yeah, I know it might sound crazy, but yes. Out of the water, you see like 7 cows, okay? And these cows are looking real good, like really heavy set cows, like they eating good type cows, you know what I'm saying? Like some nice cows, okay? And like coming from out of the water, come these 7 little skinny ass cows, you know, like super skinny, like you can see the ribs on the cows. Now that's skinny for a cow. I don't know how many cows you can see like the ribs, like a crackhead. These look like crackhead cows, you feel me? What was crazy is the crackhead cows ate up the 7 good cows, 7 like fat cows. And that shit spooked the king. It spooked him so much that he woke up out of that shit, you feel me? So when he woke up out of it, seeing that he was, you know, it was just a dream, he was just tripping, he went back to sleep. And when he went back to sleep, the second time, he seen this stalk that had like, let's just say 7 ears of corn. And these look like some good corn, you know what I'm saying? That you'll take right off the stalk and just butter it up and put a stick on it and use it for corn on the cob. That looked good, you feel me? But then this east wind had blew 7 little like ugly ass pieces of corn on this stalk, you know what I'm saying? And they looked like they had ears missing and shit like that, kernels missing. It's just like they was all fucked up. But they ate the seven good ones, you feel me? And that shit spooked his ass again. Excuse the train, you feel me? That shit spooked his ass again, you feel me? So he woke up. And then, you know, kind of probably didn't get no rest for the rest of the night, you feel me? And that morning, he was just like, it was just his still heavy on his mind. So heavy on his mind, he called all his little, like, wise men and all his magicians and everything, you feel me? And he told them the dream. And what was crazy was none of them could interpret it. Nobody could seem to wrap their mind around that dream. And that's fucking him up even more because, like, you know, your wise men and your magicians, these are supposed to be, like, the ones who can go in that, like, that world right there, that subterranean of like, the unknown, you know what I'm saying, and be able to pull some shit off. These niggas can't come up with nothing, you feel me? So he's pretty vexed right now. And as this is going on, you know, the butler stand, you know, he pretty close proximity. And the butler just like, damn, King, I just thought about something, dog. Please don't be mad, man. I kind of fucked up a little bit, but I just thought about something. King, like, what's up, man? I need something to take my mind off of this whole little thing, because then none of them niggas know shit, because then none of them know nothing at all. Damn, what the fuck I got them hired for? I don't even know what I got them on the payroll for. These niggas can't take care of shit like this. Fuck. But anyway, what you were saying? Yeah, remember you had locked me in the baker up? Yeah, I forgot to tell you that the night before, you know, that you, three nights before, you feel me, that you had came and got us out of that hole, you feel me? Like, me and the baker had these weird-ass dreams, like, no bullshit. And crazy enough, these dreams were kind of like the fate of what was going to happen to us, you feel me? So, we didn't know what was going on, but it was a little dude in there named Joseph. And oh, this shit got me. Alright. A dude named Joseph in there, man. Big dude named Joseph. Okay. He's a big dude in God, especially. Yes, very big dude in God. Okay. Named Joseph. And he interpreted the dream. Well, God interpreted the dream through him. Okay. You feel me? So, he did that. And he, you know, he was over there. He was kind of over everybody. And the gods trusted him. He was kind of over everybody. So, he interpreted the dream for us. So, he might be able to pull this dream off of you, you feel me? Well, and the king was like, well, man, at this point, I'm willing to try anybody. You see, I got the niggas on the payroll who's supposed to do this shit, can't do it. So if this nigga can do it, hey, that'd be real right there, man. Cause that dream, crazy, it felt so real, my nigga. Like, for real. That dream, can I go, could you give me some wine real quick before you do that? And then go get Joseph for me. Yeah, appreciate that, pal. You know what I'm saying? So the butler went and gave word to Joseph. And Joseph heard word, cleaned himself up, cut his hair and shit, you know what I'm saying? Tried to put on the best clothes that was available to him, you know what I'm saying? And he went to go see the king. King was like, what's up, man? And Joseph was like, not much, man. How you doing, king? Man, I got this dream, man. I got a couple dreams, actually, man. Can't none of my niggas, like, none of the folk I actually got that's supposed to do this shit, Can't none of them figure that shit out, cuz. But I heard, you know, I keep my ear to the street and I heard, you know what I'm saying? You know a little something about figuring out dreams and stuff like that. You know, Joseph's like, well, not me, but, you know, I do believe God will give you an answer of peace. And, you know, he'll give it to you. So, Kenya had started explaining the dream to him. So, started to let him know. Hey, man, I had seen these. I was over there chilling in the bank, man, smoking me a little something, you know. Because it's kind of cool to smoke over by the bank, all right? But I thought I was tripping because, you know what I'm saying, shit, I see like 7 cows come up out the water, dog. And these like some real like fat, nice ass cows. Like, you know what I'm saying? They look like they'll get the purest milk and shit. That makes pretty good steaks in this motherfucker too. Juicy ass steaks, you feel me? And then what was crazy, it was like these similar skinny ass cows, like super skinny, dog. Bro, I'm telling you. All my life in Egypt, dog, I ain't never seen no cattle like this. I ain't never seen none, no cows, no pigs, no motherfucking damn goats, no kids, no ewes, none of that shit. Camels, I ain't never seen, they had they ribs showing, nigga. Nigga, the ribs was showing on these cows, nigga. But that ain't the crazy part. You wanna know what the crazy part was? Nigga, the little skinny-ass, ugly-ass cow ate the big-ass cows, cuz. And then that ain't the crazy part. Nah, you thought that was. Nah, that ain't the crazy part, my nigga. That's the part before the crazy part, nigga. Nigga, the crazy part is, nigga, they still was skinny after they ate the cows, nigga. They didn't get no bigger. Like the big ass cows went nowhere. Like they ate them and still look like, nigga, we still hungry. The fuck? Y'all just ate 7 fat ass. So I woke up, you know what I'm saying? Out that bitch, I was like, damn, what the fuck? Cause that shit felt real. It's like I felt what the cows were going through when they were getting ate. It's like they couldn't do nothing about the shit. It's just like niggas were eating their ass and it's just, I felt it like, ugh, I ain't like that shit. So I woke up and, you know, seen, okay, you know, nigga just tripping, man. Probably ate something I probably shouldn't have ate. So I went back to sleep. You did? Went back to sleep second time, and this time it's like a corn stalk. But it got like 7 ears. It's just like, oh, man. If I would have had my little stick, bro, I would have poked one of them off. I was tempted to. I was going over there to poke one because, like, them hoes look good, man. I wanted to eat one. So I'm going over there, but it was like the east wind that kind of like pushed me back a little bit, you feel me? And that east wind had brought these like this stock that had like 7 of the ugliest little pieces of corn that you could ever see, nigga. They got like a whole bunch of kernels missing off of them and shit. Look like something been ate off of, nigga, black and shit. Some pieces of black. It was fucked up corn, but guess what? They ate the other 7 corn, nigga. And they still didn't change their appearance. It ain't like they magically appeared like delicious no more. They still was ugly ass pieces of corn that already looked like they been ate off of. And I'm like tripping. I woke up like, fuck, man. And like I said, I went to all my musicians and all my wise men. They lame asses. Ain't none of them able to get done this shit, man. So I was wondering, man. Cause you are your guy. Let me know what's going on with these dreams, dog. The fuck? Joe said, well, King, the dream is this, you know? And being that, you know, I'm in front of the king and shit, you know what I'm saying? And this is like a big experience and shit like that. I had brought me a blunt too, and I hope you ain't mind, you know, if I smoke. No. As long as you puff it past, you know what I'm saying? Because I passed mine with you, so you pass your. That ain't no problem. It's just, man, you know, when it come to God, you know, and what he be saying, shit be heavy. And you don't ever know how a person will take that shit. So, you know, because, like, you know, shit. Baker, you know what I'm saying? You heard about that shit, didn't you? I mean, like, hey, and I ain't tripping, man. You had to do what you had to do. It's all good. I ain't tripping off that shit. But we're going to talk about what God had to say, okay? And please don't shoot the messenger. This is just what God... Bro, if you could just tell me the dream, I don't even care. It ain't, if it's bad or good, I just want to know what's going on, because that shit felt real. I got you. This is what, okay. First off, I want to tell you that the two dreams are basically one and the same, you feel me? Yeah. They're both the same dream, like the seven healthy cows and the seven, like, good ears of corn, they the same. And the seven little skinny-ass cows, you know, with the ribs showing, and the seven little fucked-up-ass corn, like, them the same thing, too, you feel me? And what the Lord is telling you is that 7 years, you're going to have, like, some of the best season that Egypt has ever seen when it comes to crop growing and people being prosperous and, you know what I'm saying, in the field with their crops, you feel me? I mean, it's gonna be up season. It's gonna be a lot of good shit, you know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, them 7 years that come after that shit, my nigga. Nigga, they gonna be so fucked up. Like them 7 years that you was up, like you never been up before. It ain't even gonna be remembered like that, because it's gonna be that fucked up in them 7 years after that, you dig? But it ain't gotta be like that though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a little humble prisoner, king. You feel me? I ain't trying to tell you how to run your shit or nothing like that, dog. But I just think it'll be a super good move if you found somebody who was real discreet, you know what I'm saying, and real wise, and was able to just collect in the seasons where you was up. If you just got like a fifth of what everybody had when it was up and put it in the storehouse and put it in some storehouses, I believe that will help you be straight for when the 7 seasons of famine come, that you won't be hurting so much that people be dying and shit like that. Everybody be able to survive through it. Because he said, make no mistake, it will pass, but gotta go through it, you feel me? So that's what the dream was basically about. And the reason why he gave it to you twice is because he wants you to know without a motherfucking doubt and be rest assured that the shit gonna go down. So don't think when the season's up that, oh man, it ain't no such shit, bad shit gonna happen. No, nigga, it's gonna go down. No bullshit. And the king was like, damn. Boy, that's some wild shit right there, man. Like, for real, don't y'all think so? That nigga, hey, that makes sense. With the cell, you know, and I can see why the skinny one ate him up and didn't get no bigger, because 7 years of famine come. Oh, you can see how that shit makes sense? This nigga is smart. This mother... And how many motherfuckers I got on payroll and not name one of them motherfuckers could tell me this shit? This shit seem easy as hell. Why they couldn't tell me that shit? Man, I mean, like, I think it's established that, you know, the most discreet, wise person that should be able to do this is you, Joseph. You know what I'm saying? And I got a pause. Because this man came in as a prisoner, as a slave, who got demoted to a prisoner for something he didn't do. And in the land where you're supposed to be a slave, God lifts you I pause because I want y'all to feel that spiritually, man. If you may be going through a Joseph situation, don't think God can't lift you like that. You've been doing good for people, showing love to people, helping them get to where they were trying to go to. And all you asked for them was to remember you. And it seemed like they may have not remembered you. But God never forgets. And when he lifts you, I mean, that's just in the land. We ain't even talking about the fact that now his brother sold him to this land. Thinking they can get rid of him to where they'll never have to see him no more. Yeah. Funny how boomerangs work, ain't it? Anywho, little Vin, sorry about that. Somebody, you know, because this is, to me, I'm saying this is a prisoner. This is a nigga who getting out of jail, coming to see the king. And the king is finna make this nigga second in command. That's right. He asks all his folk, like, don't y'all agree that he's most discreet and wise? There's no one wise like him, you know what I'm saying? And the connection that he has with his God, this is a God-fearing man. And his God is the real God. Because this, his guy gave me that dream. I'm telling you, this is not no bullshit ass dream. And I know, can't nobody tell me. And that's a spot where the king can really say, like, can't nobody tell me that this ain't real because I had this dream. So he had, the king has a personal connection with Joseph about how real God is. And that's heavy in itself. You feel me? But it's like, man, if I'm gonna make you second in command, dog, I gotta make it official. Yeah, I gotta figure out a way to make it official. And you know, Egypt, we are known to be the nation of bling bling. So, you definitely gotta get your bling game on it right now. Shit, you're blingless, nigga. You are blingless, nigga. Okay, so, we're gonna start off by giving you one of these. King gave him one of his rings. He getting one of the king's rings to put on to make it official that this motherfucker right here is second in command. He was letting him know that you second in command. And the only person who got high word of you is me. If that ain't heavy, I don't know what it is. Cause from a prisoner, cuz. From a prisoner, nigga. So, he give him the ring. He change your clothes up. Yeah, we're going to have to change your wardrobe. You a part of the kingdom now, man. You can't be dressing like you a motherfucking prisoner. Hell nah, bro. Fuck all that shit. Whatever you was locked up for, fuck it. You ain't locked up no more. King said that, and I wish a nigga would tell me something. All right, change the nigga clothes, bro. Change his clothes. Oh, got it. You got. But that's my bling, you know, so people recognize, like, oh, you know, King is getting that. Nah, nigga, we real official with the bling around here, nigga. Give him a gold chain, nigga. Gave him a gold chain, you know what I'm saying? So they riding around the chariot, the king chariot first and his chair right behind them. And they say an interesting phrase. As they're riding around in the chariots, as Joseph is coming, they say, hell, bow the knee. Oh, really? And all of these people are bowing their knee to Joseph as the chariot is riding around. Can anybody sense something foreshadowing happening? I hope I use this right. I'm trying to find the term where something kind of gives you a hint head of what may happen in the future. You did. Bowing of the knee. Shit, you know, hint. But yeah. And They rode around. And Joseph is second in command. King told him, man, nobody can't lift a hand, a foot, or anything that you say or do unless it's approved by me. You feel me? So Joseph, in those 7 years that was up, he had his up season too, you feel me? Because the king gave him a wife, one of the priest's daughters, you know what I'm saying, in the land. And he changed his name, and it starts with a Z. I'll be able to tell you on the next one, but I can't honestly remember the whole name. It's a pretty big name. But he changed it, and I know it starts with a Z. It sounds pretty cool, so I'm going to try to go get that one to tell you on 42. Yeah, on 42. God willing, I remember, you feel me? But, yeah, he got him a wife. Got him 2 kids, you feel me? 1 kid named Manasseh, for he said, the Lord made him forget about the fact that he got sold by his brother. Forget that his wife fake screamed rape on him, you know what I'm saying, and got him locked up, you know what I'm saying. Made him forget about all his struggles. This man then came up to be basically the word for, you know what I'm saying. He's the one that they gotta come to, you know what I'm saying, and talk to for anything. He's the voice. Right now, he's the voice of Egypt. And if his voice is contradicting what the king feels, that's when the king steps in. But as long as the king feels it's in line with what he feels, he's the voice of Egypt right now. A Hebrew. Crazy, right? And nobody can't lift a hand or say shit or feel any some type of way about it. The king said that. For real. And kingship ain't like presidentship now. Nigga, when the king say you better not do something, bro, nigga, that's your life, nigga, if you don't take heed to what he's saying. For real. So had him one son, then he had another son. So in these 7 years, because they said he was 30 when he met up with the king, so between 30 and 37 he had his 2 children. And the other one was named Ephraim, I want to say. Started with an E. And he said, he had made me to prosper in the land of my struggle. Because he was coming there to be a slave. So he ended up being prosperous, you know what I'm saying, in that land. And in that 7 year, he kept hold of getting the fifth. But it was so much that he lost count of the shit. You know what I'm saying? It was more than the grain of the sands, the sea of the sand. So it was a lot that they had in the storehouse. And it's well needed, because sure enough, those 7 years of famine hit right after. You feel me? And it's and for a while, the other nations were down, and Egypt still had a little bit of food and shit like that, you feel me? But then it came to a point to where they didn't have anything either, you know what I'm saying? And they ran to the king like, king, hey, we ain't got shit, dog. What we gonna do, man? We ain't got no food. Our crops ain't growing, dog. They said, nigga, you know what to do. Don't talk to me, nigga. Go talk to Joseph. I told y'all. Go talk to Joseph, okay? He'll tell you what to do. He'll let you know what to do from here, man. They went to Joseph, and Joseph sold them some, he sold them crops, so they were still Gucci right now. And it was so much of a power source of selling crops and selling the goods to the people that other people from other countries were coming and buying crops as well, and they had enough for them as well, too, you know what I'm saying? So even in the season of famine, through God, I'm going to say it one more time. Through God, they were able to supply themselves as well as other countries in the time of famine. And that's heavy. Other countries got to come to them now. countries like Canaan and all the little spots within Canaan. It's gonna be interesting, you know what I'm saying? That's 41 right there in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all enjoyed it. Y'all got something from it. May you be blessed from here to God in it. And till next time, we're gonna get it in. Like that, duh. Chill.